Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network, based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through Sunday, May 1st. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. You have to scroll past the podcast episode list to find the calendars. There's a bunch to cover today, so let's get right to it. Regarding civic input and involvement, Capital Metro hosts a public planning session on Thursday on the Blue Line for Project Connect, specifically a planned bridge for the rail line that will cross over Lady Bird Lake. On Saturday, April 30th, Councilmember Vanessa Fuentes holds a Del Valle community meeting to provide updates on a variety of issues and hear from constituents. We typically list a few volunteer opportunities on the podcast calendar, but they don't always get a mention, so I'll take a short time to highlight a couple of these opportunities. On Saturday, April 23rd, the Trail Foundation asked for help from the public to steward the land along the Butler Hike and Bike Trail along Lady Bird Lake. These ecological restoration opportunities are now happening weekly, I believe. And at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, the Hell Yes Project is teaming up with the Central Texas Food Bank for a volunteer opportunity to provide assistance in the warehouse of the food bank. For you dog lovers, believe it or not, there is an event that may be of interest. Forklift Dance Works hosts an event called Dances for Dogs and People Who Walk Them on Saturday, April 23rd. This is an outdoor family-friendly performance celebrating the stories of Austin Animal Center workers who care for rescue animals. On the topic of health equity, the Texas Health Institute holds a forum on Monday at which panelists will share how they use data to uncover health disparities and to drive change by exposing policies and systems that exacerbate health inequities. On more of the cultural side, the Austin Oita Japan Sister City Committee hosts an event on May 1st commemorating the Golden Week Celebration, an annual week-long celebration of spring that takes place all over Japan. There are quite a few Earth Day-related events on the podcast calendar. I can't mention them all, unfortunately, but I will note the following. The Puerto Rican Cultural Center hosts its Earth Day celebration on Sunday, April 24th, starting at 2 p.m. with Yara Taino and Guaitiao, the name of the indigenous organization associated with the cultural center. There will be dancing and games for children, including a match of the thousand-year-old ceremonial game of Batu. Earth Day Austin 2022 will take place at Houston Tillotson University on Saturday afternoon, April 23rd. There's a cool hand-drawn event map that you can check out on the event website showing the main stage, where outdoor movement activities will take place, where the Eco Discovery Zone is, and where the Kids Zone is, etc. On Sunday afternoon, April 24th, there's an Earth Day celebration at Waterloo Park. This free daytime celebration will feature interactive exhibits, hands-on workshops, moderated panels, live music and dance, a Birds of Prey flight, and 35-plus exhibit booths. On the topic of sustainability, the UT Global Sustainability Leadership Institute hosts the 2022 Sustainability Symposium on Friday, April 29th. The symposium will feature a series of talks and panels centered around the intersection of social impact, sustainability, business, and investing. This next series of events relate to economic opportunity in our community. Workforce Solutions holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. There's a career training orientation for healthcare on Monday, April 25th, and a career training orientation for information technology on Wednesday, April 27th. For those who may be in job search mode, on Tuesday there will be a healthcare job fair, and on Thursday a job fair hosted by Best Hire Career Fairs. Also on the economic opportunity front, a place to go to get help to kick off your job search is the Goodwill Launchpad Club. The group meets every Friday at 9:30 a.m. We also want to support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We will highlight a few of these upcoming markets, but check the calendar for a full list. Of course, we have the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Burger Center. The Texas Farmers Market sets up at Mueller on Sunday mornings. The SoCo Farmers and Makers Market is always an option week to week on South Congress, of course. In terms of artisan markets this week, Free to Friday ATX is at Wanderlust Wine Collective on Sunday, April 24th, and the Austin Flea is at Beerberg Brewing on Saturday, April 30th. Also on April 30th, the Sunfield Spring Market takes place in Buda. And on May 1st, there is the QAF Handcrafted and Vintage Market. And finally, I will have you know that starting April 29th, the Blue Genie Art Bazaar launches its May market, running through May 30th. Aye, aye, aye. So many markets, so little time. Now for our fun and free feature this week, there's two events we will discuss. First, the Yellow Bike Project is celebrating 25 years of providing the Austin community with free or affordable refurbished bikes, educational space, and as a bicycle recycling facility. The birthday celebration will be on Sunday, May 1st. Activities include a bike ride at 1 p.m., a bike zoo at 2 p.m., and a marching band that performs at 3 and 4 p.m. And the other event that's fun and free is the Guadalupe Neighborhood Development Corporation 40th anniversary celebration. They will host a celebration on April 29th with food, drinks, raffles, and DJ music. I'll end the podcast by highlighting the ribbon cutting for ACC's Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation Center on Monday. The TRHT Center is a partnership with the local community to build cross-racial relationships that lead to racial healing and an exploration of ways to transform the college and community for greater inclusion and equity. ACC is one of 10 universities nationwide to be named a campus center in a multi-year initiative to educate, prepare, and inspire the next generation of leaders to break down racial hierarchies. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and/or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.